This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The National Hurricane Center is posting hurricane and tropical storm watches along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Forecasters say heavy rain and high surf will hit Bermuda starting this morning. Tomorrow and Saturday, portions of the New England coast from Maine south to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard are being warned of life-threatening storm surges, coastal flooding, and tropical cyclone conditions. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. The Ukrainians had asked Musk for help using his Starlink satellite system.
Actually, originally it was because the United States had sanctions against Russia, and we're not allowed to actually turn on connectivity to sanction the country without explicit government approval.
Musk explains the nature of the attack the Ukrainians were planning.
Kind of like a Pearl Harbor type attack on Sevastopol.
The FBI is now investigating a cyber attack at MGM Resorts International.
The attack, which began Monday, has paralyzed the company's systems for several days. MGM, which operates 31 hotels and gaming venues worldwide, announced the shutdown on Monday, citing a cybersecurity issue. The extent of the incident's impact remains unclear, but social media posts are showing disrupted operations in Las Vegas, with slot machines offline and long lines at registration, show box offices, and restaurants where computers are offline. It's unknown who's responsible or if any data was compromised. Analysts say casinos are often targeted for financially motivated cybercrimes. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Coloring Day. Get creative with your paper and crayons. Thanks for listening as we get this Thursday underway. USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United Auto Workers outlined plans yesterday for a series of strikes against three Detroit automakers, first at a limited number of facilities, but expanding to more if talks remain bogged down. The UAW's four-year contract with General Motors, Ford Motor, and Amsterdam's Stellantis are set to expire tonight, and each have fallen short of meeting the union's demands of pensions for all workers, improved retiree benefits, shorter work hours, and an end to a tiered wage system. The union also demands a 40% increase in wages over 4 years, similar to what companies' chief executives have on average. The union is made up of around 150,000 individual members at three companies. A longtime senator and one-time presidential candidate is trading in Pennsylvania Avenue for Whispering Meadows.
Republican Utah Senator Mitt Romney announced Wednesday he will not seek re-election next year. Romney is urging a new generation to lead Congress.
I considered my age and the fact that At the end of a second term, I would be in my mid-80s. And I think it's time for guys like me to get out of the way and have people in the next generation step forward.
He emphasized the need for increased youth involvement and voting. And Romney also suggests it would be beneficial if both Donald Trump and President Biden step aside to let their parties choose from the next generation of leaders. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. On the Beltway yesterday, Chuck Schumer had one of three artificial intelligent confabs with the likes of Elon Musk and Zuckerberg and Bill Gates et al., the brain trust that are at the cutting edge of, at least that's what they tell us anyway, of artificial intelligence. And now you've got the IRS. I mean, here it is. Obviously, we're still in the, I think, embryonic stages and genesis of understanding what it's all about. And even where we are right now, you've got the IRS agents, our favorite agency right now, whenever we talk with Grover Norquist, they're ready to deploy artificial intelligence against taxpayers. You heard that right. I guess maybe Grover, maybe they ran out of bullets. You know, they had to confiscate all their bullets and send them to Ukraine. And so now they got guns, but no bullets. So they're going to use artificial intelligence against us, right?
Well, they had a statement put out, and it just went to about seven reporters who are not allowed to release it or talk to anybody else until 9 o'clock in the morning. So they'll have to write their stories only with the information basically given to them. By the IRS. Then later in the day, they could call people like me, and three of the seven did, to get a sense. And then they go into the story later. But I do think it's fascinating that the IRS is allowed to tell journalists, well, you can't, you know, have anybody respond to what I said until later. I get, you know, write the article about me and what I say, and then the whole thing will be the response to me and my new thing. Here's the challenge. The IRS, the head of the IRS, said, we're going to use AI to go after the big, richest, and then they listed three or four different kinds of businesses that he thought people wouldn't think very highly of, you know, the
right.
Private equity. What private? Were they hiding something? You know.
Right.
So you're supposed to go, okay, they're going after other people. That's not what he said. He said... Right now, we're going after these guys. Mm. Or rather, right now, we say we're going after these guys. Mm. There is nothing...
That's like when they first started out the tax code, right? We're going after that 1%, that crummy 1%, all those guys that are making all that money, we're going after that until the following year. They said, well, you know, those guys are a pain. They're hard to deal with. Let's go after the everyday bumpkin, you know? So, and plus, that's 99%, and it'll be a little bit easier, right?
You're entirely correct. When they... first put the income tax out at the top, you had to make $11 million to be in the top bracket, which was 7%. And by the time FDR was done with it, the bottom percentage. The bottom tax rate was more than 7%. Now it's 10%. That's the bottom rate. It used to be the top rate at 7. You used to have to make $11 million in today's dollars in order to do that, if you can imagine that. So this is called trickle-down taxation. They promised to only tax rich people. Then they put the tax in, and then over time you realize they're coming for almost everyone. They put a tax in to pay for the Spanish-American War back in 1890s. But only really, really rich people could afford it. A phone cost $4,000, $5,000 back then, today's dollars. Right. They were very rare. And it was only on long-distance calls. Well, who makes long-distance calls? You know, only really rich people. Well, after a while, everybody was making long-distance calls, and they were taxing 90% of the American people. And only really rich people didn't have phones, you know, because they didn't have to go talk to people. So that was a tax that went from a very small percentage to about 100% of the population. And the alternative minimum tax was supposed to hit 155 people. That's 155, less than 200 people were going to be hit. By the time the Republicans called it back under Bush and then Trump, it was threatened to hit 30 million people. So now, and those were laws, okay, and you could see that they might well change, but there's no law that has any limits on how they use artificial intelligence or how they target people. So there are two fibs, lies, in this statement by the IRS. The first is the implication. You're supposed to hear them say, we're only going to go after rich people. But they didn't say that. But they did say, we're going after rich people, and you're supposed to think that they've finished the sentence, the whole sentence is, and then we come after you.
Right.
But the other piece is, they've been politically targeting people for their tax policies. You saw the IRS leaked, the IRS staffers leaked to some left-wing group, a bunch of billionaires, Bloomberg, who had the temerity to run against President Biden, his tax returns were released to the world to see, and other people that Biden and the IRS didn't like, those went out. So they target people politically, but they want to say they don't. So here's what they're saying. We'll have AI decide. We'll have artificial intelligence decide. Mm. Well, you can write artificial intelligence to give you what you want it to say. You can edit somebody else's artificial intelligence,
So you're telling me Joe Biden won't have to plagiarize ever again. He's just going to lean on AI to write up all his speeches, right?
Yes, he can do AI for his speeches, and it's their excuse when everyone says, "Why did you target all the Republicans who ran for president? Why did you target all the conservative think tanks or the conservative talk radio shows?" No, it's AI. It was AI. AI.
The algo. Yeah, the algorithm. Yeah, exactly. It's to give them.
Science.
It's to give them cover. Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so it was a very clever twofer. It gives them cover, and it made you go back to sleep thinking it didn't mean you. And when they come for you, they will have established, oh, well, we didn't do this. I think I told you earlier, when we were talking about the IRS, I served in the late 90s on a presidential congressional commission on rethinking the IRS. And I had a chance to interview the head of the IRS, the commission, all the commissioners were there, and I asked a question. And I said, you know, they're auditing Heritage and National Rifle Association and Citizens Against Government Waste, all these conservative groups that I'm familiar with. And I talked to my left of center friends, and nobody over there is being audited. Why are you... How and why are you doing this? And the head of the IRS said, oh, no, we have this algorithm. We have this thing that we do that makes it completely nonpartisan and fair and scientific. And I said, great, we'd love to see it. Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah,
you'll have to trust us. Literally, that's a direct quote. It's a secret.
Right.
You'll have to trust us. So they have a black box that's... Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of how Scientology works, where they have that little black box.
Right, exactly.
Out of their little answers.
Yes. Yeah. The thing is amazing, and ignore the obvious evidence that's before you say, well, okay, well, you know, I just cited a half dozen, maybe a dozen conservative groups. And I can't think of one, liberal group. Maybe you can cite off a 12, right?
Yeah.
Not hardly.
No.
No, because then the jig would be up and it would be real obvious and the whole deal. And if you wanted to stay in the meeting, then you just had to accept, the load of manure he was throwing in your direction, right?
Well, the chairman of the commission said, I think we've really exhausted this question, Democrats.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Exhausted them.
You're too hard on people, Grover. You got to lighten up a little bit. We're going to lighten up and come back with Grover after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Like to hear from us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Well, the official IRS watchdog has found the IRS is unable to fulfill President Biden's pledge. Remember? Another one of those pledges that he made. I don't think anybody's believing him at all anymore. Well, this is another one. Remember that pledge not to increase audits on households or small businesses making less than $400,000 per year? Well, you know, it's just like school tuition and all these other daydreams that he comes up with. When you actually have to implement it, you know, the people that whose job it is to do that says, well, there's no way. There's no way to identify the complete population of taxpayers that meet the criterion of 400,000 plus or more specified by the current Treasury Secretary, said the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. And this is according to a new report. They probably should put an asterisk on that because not only would they not audit anybody making less than $400,000 a year, and that would be including the president's son, Hunter Biden, just as a little sidebar, Grover, that's all.
Yes, of course they could do this. They choose not to, and they choose not to because the president had two promises. First, we won't audit anyone who makes less than $400,000, and we won't increase the audits more than anybody else if you make less than $400,000. But the president also promised not to raise taxes on anyone who made less than $400,000, and he has. And so that is the lie that they're trying to hide. Even more than the audit lie is the – because he ran ads. The ad he ran the most was he'd never raise taxes on anyone who earned less than $400,000. That was a lie when he told it. It was a lie when Obama told the same lie. He told it about people making less than $250,000 a year. And in the first – 2 months of his administration, he raised taxes on cigarette smokers, average income, $50,000. Yeah. And he had said he wouldn't raise any taxes on people. Then he raised taxes on energy, you know. So
And there would be no tax on Obamacare, right? But then it goes to the Supreme Court, and they say, and Judge, you know, Chief Justice Roberts says, no, you mean it's a tax. No, it's not a tax. They didn't want to say the T word. But in order for it to pass muster with the Supreme Court, they had to accept the T word.
Yes, they admitted it was a lie because they wanted to call it something other than a tax, a mandate. I'm not sure that really counts. then, again, Roberts didn't want to find it unconstitutional, even though it is. And even though he knew it was, and even though he originally said it was, because he got scared. Mm-hmm. The left yelled at him and said,
"Well, call your names if you." Yeah. Even President Obama fired a shot over the bow of his boat very directly. Unbelievable that you would have the, you know, executive branch of the government, you know, attacking the judicial branch in such a manner. And Justice Roberts folded like a $2, you know, lawn chair.
He unfortunately did, and this has happened a couple of times now, and I understand the concern that the Democratic Party is capable of doing what FDR did not do, which was he threatened to pack the court.
The
negative reaction from the population was so strong, he didn't. But then the court also got scared, and they started deciding that things that actually weren't constitutional, they now say, oh, that's constitutional now. So his threat did what stacking the court didn't do. And I think we'll see some that all of the progress that we're making on getting back to the actual Constitution's wording and meaning is slowed down by these threats. And, of course, I don't quite understand why this isn't viewed as an attack on democracy and the Constitution when you have.
It is. Exactly. The thing is, to answer your question, is because people are ignorant. We, the people, are ignorant of the Constitution. Oh, yeah, by the way, the 17th Sunday is Constitution Day. You might want to pull out this document that really is your birth certificate, check it out, and realize all the liberties, all the benefits you have as American citizen that you've relinquished to the government. And Joe Biden is just there, with the catcher's mitt, trying to catch more of your liberties in order to push this neo-Marxist agenda on us.
Yep. I think it's very, very helpful. The more we can get people to read the Constitution, the more we can have it discussed and debated, because it's very clear what's in there and what isn't in there. And
exactly.
So much of, I mean, the big revolution that's coming is the fact that the administrative state, groups like the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Interstate Commerce Commission, the FDA, Fauci's CDC, these are structures that Congress has delegated legislative power to, and sometimes also judicial power. You can
right.
go to IRS court. You can go to SEC court, in effect. You can go to labor union court, all set up different structures in order to separate them from the protections of the Constitution for citizens,
or the lawmakers themselves.
Yeah.
Because now you're back to what we talked about earlier. It's like AI. It's that model that they've already well established. If they can avoid accountability and you pinning, you know, the tail on their donkey, so to speak, and holding them responsible, this gives them a way out, because it wasn't them. They made the law. It was the bureaucrats that took it, and then they're interpreting it. And it's like, okay, well, then go through the expense of taking them to court and battling this out. But meanwhile, it's going to take you 3 to 5 years in order to get there.
Yeah, I think the court is very likely to step-by-step dismantle the powers of the administrative state. First, getting rid of Chevron deference, which was a court mm-hmm. decision a few years ago, that
right.
said that if EPA says, we think that law means X, even though clearly it doesn't, that you have to give deference to the thinking of the bureaucracy. I'm sorry, Congress voted. I could see, go back to the congressional debate. What did they say they were doing? If it seemed unclear, you know, the debate might tell you what the advocates of the bill said it was going to do and the critics said it was going to do or not do. But they wanted to say that some bureaucrat who's been elected to nothing should be able to decide what a
exactly.
word means.
Right.
And that, I think, stripping that away takes – I've tried to get some of the business guys to say, does that solve 10% of the problem, 20%, 15%, what is it? And they said, tough to give you a number, but it's but it's a big deal, a very
yeah.
big deal. And then ultimately – no power should be transferred to those people. If there's something that's a good idea, pass a law.
Exactly.
And Congress, that means you might lose the next election if it's a stupid law.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I mean, because here it is. I mean, the law is passed, and now through the interpretive process, what you're telling me is that, you know, we get hammered by it. And, you know, and so what's our remedy? We got to empty out our bank account and all our savings in order to fight against this bureaucracy that's using taxpayers' money against us. Somehow this just seems
yeah.
to be such an unfair fight.
It is, but I think with the Republicans are now winning the Congress, House and Senate, mm-hmm. half the time since 1994 when they became the party that would not raise taxes. That was good for winning at least half the time. Before
yeah.
that, we were winning, oh, 4 out of 62 years. Not very
yeah.
much. So it's a big deal. 1 out of 15 years to 50-50.
Yeah.
But we can do so much better if the bureaucracy is not stacked against the American people. And we want Congress to be making these decisions. One, because it's more Republican than it has been in 100 years. And it's been consistently Republican since 1994, half the time, Congress. And even if the Democrats win, if they pass a bad bill, you can run against them in the next election based on that. But, you know, they created OSHA, which was a group that went around and told you all sorts of things that were supposed to be about safety, but it was just weird nitpicking that they were doing. And everybody agreed it was awful, but then they pointed OSHA. The congressman who created OSHA would say, that's awful, OSHA.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And where's OSHA saving the whales on the Atlantic coast?
Yep. Well, sometimes some laws they like, some laws they only like to go after certain people. They don't mind killing whales right now.
I guess that's the order of the day, Grover Norquist. But what can we say? Grover Norquist, he is Americans for Tax Reform president. Thank you, Grover. Take care.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is posting hurricane and tropical storm watches along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Forecasters say heavy rain and high surf will hit Bermuda starting this morning. Tomorrow and Saturday, portions of the New England coast from Maine south to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard are being warned of life-threatening storm surges, coastal flooding, and tropical cyclone conditions. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. The Ukrainians had asked Musk for help using his Starlink satellite system.
Originally, it was because the United States had sanctions against Russia, and we're not allowed to actually turn on connectivity to sanction the country without explicit government approval.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, September the 15th kicks off Hispanic Heritage Month. It's a perfect time to plan a special getaway to celebrate and embrace the rich and diverse Hispanic culture. From all the dancing and the great food and everything, when here to tell us more about it is the travel and lifestyle expert Carmen Ordonez, who is teaming up with Visit Florida to showcase the vibrant tapestry of events throughout the Sunshine State. Carmen has appeared on network TV shows like Today, Telemundo's Un Nuevo Día, and Univision's Despierta America. Welcome, Carmen. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited to talk about, Hispanic Heritage Month in Florida, because there's no doubt, some people may not realize just how unique an experience in Florida. I mean, I came from California. There's lots of Latinos there. But Florida has its own tapestry and that makes it real special, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, I'm a Floridian myself. I grew up in Miami. I live there. And I can just tell you that Florida is just rich in Hispanic culture. I mean, the culinary scene alone is amazing. But what I love about Florida is that you get this diverse Hispanic culture, right? You can,
right.
I love, for example, going one day with my family, we'll have Colombian food, the next day we'll try a Peruvian restaurant or an Argentinian one. So there's so much diversity within the Hispanic culture in Florida.
Yeah, exactly, because you got, you know, Puerto Ricans are growing in number. I mean, I was looking at the demographics and just seeing how much, you know, percentage of Puerto Ricans coming in, South Americans, of course, Mexicans, Dominicans, and as you mentioned, you know, it just makes for a rich tapestry and a cultural experience, and you don't even have to go to all these different countries. You just come to Florida and you get the whole taste of it, right?
Exactly, Bill. I mean, you said it. It's the influence of Hispanic culture is deeply ingrained in Florida's rich history. It actually has the third largest Latino population in the country. So definitely wow. Hispanic Heritage Month is the perfect opportunity, the perfect time to visit.
Yeah, and I guess we're already touching on the second question, is that why should someone consider the culture when choosing a place to vacation, right?
Yes, I mean, that's a great question. I always think it's important because it allows you to really connect with a community. Whenever I travel with my kids, I also use it as an opportunity for them to learn. They're kind of having a classroom in the real world. And, for example, Florida is deeply rooted in the Hispanic culture, you know, from delightful flavors of Latin cuisine to mesmerizing art and music. There really is this complete cultural journey across the state that really honors the significant impact of the Hispanic community on the state that, you know, we all lovingly know as La Florida.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and the thing that's so cool about this, you know, in these contentious times in which we live in, you know, Hispanics are romantics. Man, we're about getting together, we're about family, we're about sharing and having a good time. So when you come down here and you want to hang with the Hispanics, you can leave your politics at the border. We don't care about your politics. We just care about who you are and, you know, and who we are and how we can exchange, you know, some culture and wisdom and some joy, right?
Definitely. I mean, Hispanics are all about family. Like, everyone is super friendly. And one of the things that I love, too, during Hispanic Heritage Month, too, there's so many amazing events going on all throughout the state that, you know, you can enjoy and really learn a little bit more about the Hispanic culture, get a better understanding for it. I mean, there's so many different customs, traditions that you can enjoy.
Well, and like you say, there's all kinds of events, you know, from dance, we got salsa, I mean, you got the whole gamut of celebrating, because that's the heart of Hispanics. We love to celebrate. With or without a piñata, by the way. I just want you to know that, okay? So
that's true. I mean, there's the Miami Beach Salsa Festival. There's also the Hispanic Heritage Concert Celebration in Miami. And one of my favorites is the 5th Annual Ford Taste of Latino Festival in Ybor City in Tampa. If you love, you know, trying different Hispanic dishes, that is the perfect event to go to.
Yeah, I love events like that, because you can go in and have a, you know, a great afternoon experiencing these different flavors and, you know, and meeting people along the way. Because that's the other thing, too, is that, you know, Hispanics will draw you in. You know, they want to talk, right?
Yeah, yes, definitely. I mean, the Hispanic culture in general is just very friendly and welcoming. And like I said, it's just a variety of Hispanic cultures and traditions. For example, you can take salsa dancing lessons in Miami or in Orlando if you love to dance. You can also try cigar rolling, which is so much fun. You can do that, for example, in Little Havana, in Miami, or in Key West. You can also stroll down the cobblestone streets of St. Augustine on St. George's Street. I actually went there two years ago with my family. I hadn't been back since a fifth grade field trip. And
oh,
let me
God.
Tell you, you know, multi-generational trips are also very, very popular right now. So I went with my mom and my kids, and we all enjoyed it. Like, my mom enjoyed, you know, walking through the streets of St. George because it reminded her when she lived in Spain. And then my kids, you know, they had so much fun as well. And then, you know, you can also visit the Salvador Dali Museum in St. Petersburg, Tampa, with Salvador Dali, for those that, you know, might not know, he's a famous, well-renowned Spanish artist. And, of course, no trip would be complete without having a mojito in Little Havana.
Yes,
but you can also catch a flamenco show. Flamenco shows are much fun. They're full of energy and passion. And, again, you're going to feel like you're somewhere else. And that's because that Hispanic culture is deeply ingrained in Florida's history and its roots.
Exactly, and as I was sharing with you before we went on air here, Carmen, is that my vision has always been to, you know, get the kids to go down to Calle Ocho in Miami, and you know it's so famous there. I just see, because I talked to Mayor Suarez about it as well. I said, look at, you know, we just got to put some benches out in the street. We'll just have a big, you know, fiesta and have the kids come in, and they can forego South Beach for a little bit and just sit around and talk story. And listen to the wisdom. Listen to the wisdom of these people from all these different cultures, different experiences. You know, I say no politics, but you know, when you hear their stories about where they came from and the kind of different forms of government that they were subjected to, well, I'll tell you, it makes you proud to live in America.
Yes, definitely. I mean, one of my favorite things to do as well. You know, I'm from Miami, and every third, I believe, Friday, they have Viernes Culturales, which is Cultural Fridays, and they have this in Little Havana, so it's a great opportunity to also take your kids and have them learn about, you know, a different culture and just, you know, be able to, like you said, just talking with people and just learning, you know, where they come from. You really do get this appreciation and understanding of the Hispanic community.
Exactly. Well, Carmen Ordonez, we've got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to let you summarize, the tapestry of culture that is available and what we're going to be celebrating during Hispanic Heritage Month and where our listeners can go for more information.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Hispanic Heritage Month, it just celebrates those many contributions, the cultures and history of the American Hispanic community. So it's taking place from now until October 15th, and it's celebrated nationwide through festivals, art shows, and so much more. So if you want to get more information, you can head on over to visitflorida.com/Hispanic Heritage, and there you'll be able to get a full calendar of all the amazing events going on during Hispanic Heritage Month. And again, not only visit Florida during Hispanic Heritage Month, but also beyond, you're going to have an amazing time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Carmen Ordonez is the Viva Fashion founder, travel and lifestyle expert right here on the show. Carmen, thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to seeing you in our travels throughout this great state of ours, whether it's Miami or, hey, who knows, maybe we'll go meet up with Mayor Suarez. We'll have a taco or a tamale together, huh? What do you think?
I love that idea. It sounds great. Thank
you're
you
on.
For having me, Bill.
You take care. Be well. All right, take
all
care.
Right,
ciao.
Too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
What a great lady, huh? Oh, gosh, I love her attitude and her spirit. And of course, then you get hungry, right? Hearing about all these great foods and festivities that are going place, taking place, all part of Hispanic Heritage Month. Later on at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern Time, you can join us on talk4tv.com. We will be live with Dr. Wilfred Riley. We're talking about parents reclaiming their rights for their kids' sake. It'll be an interesting conversation with the professor, so make sure you join us. That's at 1 o'clock this afternoon on talk4tv.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Jason Brown going to join us in just a second. He's a producer of this new movie, Camp Hideout, a story of friendship, belonging, and summer camp shenanigans. Are you ready for this? I mean, this is Back to the Future and High School Musical stars all coming together in this family-friendly film that will be in theaters nationwide on September the 15th, Camp Hideout. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, we're glad to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
So how much fun was this project for you? It seemed like a lot of fun.
I had way too much fun, that'd be an understatement. You know, I went to camp as a kid, and so getting to shoot at a camp and do all of the things over again. I may or may not have told them I had to test all of the stunts and the zip lines just for fun.
Yeah, right. And probably some of the things that you wish you'd done in camp that maybe you only thought about it, but now, hey, you're doing a movie. You can actually play it out, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that we can do in movie magic that they wouldn't really let me do at the camp, but it was fun to make. We had such a great cast and such a great group. You know, it was a great experience. I think people are really going to love it.
Well, let's talk about the idea. How'd the idea come about?
You know, the idea came about from, us watching me and my other producer, Philip Glasser, great producer. He produced The War with Grandpa and, over 50 movies. Mm-hmm. Our kids watched Home Alone, right? And mm-hmm. Our kids had so much fun watching Home Alone, and they were so ingrained in the movie with all the physical comedy and the hijinks. We wanted to make a movie, along with our crowdfunded investors, called Our Studios is owned by over 5,000 people all across mm-hmm. the state.
Right.
That had invested $100 or $500. But those guys, we all wanted to go make a movie that produced ethical values. You know, it pointed kids to faith, and it was just a good, fun comedy. Mm-hmm. We longed for the nostalgia of, movies back in the 80s and 90s. And so that's what we wanted to go make.
Jason, this idea of crowdfunding movies that has, you know, developing, you know, this has really given, you know, producers and other filmmakers such as yourself a unique opportunity. And, you know, it's kind of win-win all the way around because you've got investors on the front end who are going to be ticket buyers on the other end and voices to help promote the movie, right?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Bill. You know, crowdfunding, in my opinion, is so great because it shrinks the distance between the filmmakers and the end consumer. And it's just a better mousetrap to be able to go to the end consumer and say, hey, what do you want? We don't want to hear what they want to make and, you know, shove down your throat. What do you guys want to hear? And then you also give them the opportunity to be financially and emotionally invested in the film. You know, it's such a, we always say we're not building a production company, we're building a production community. So it's been fun. And crowdfunding has really, really unlocked, you know, some great possibilities.
Jason, break down the storyline for us a little bit. We say it's a story of friendship, belonging, and for anybody who's been to summer camp, this is, you know, you can't help but smile and, you know, remember, you know, some of the fun times at summer camp, right?
Absolutely. You know, we think this is a movie that's going to touch all ages, from grown-ups to kids. You know, but it's about a young kid named Noah who's from the foster system. You know, he's a good kid. He's just had some bad breaks. He's doing some bad things and working with a couple group of goons, right, low-level criminals. He takes something from them back and has to run and go hide in church camp. You know, while he's there, he's a fish out of water. A lot of these kids, you know, he doesn't really bond with them. And at the same time, these two guys are trying to find out where he's at. You know, so over his time there, you know, he gets to meet Christopher Lloyd and Corbin Blue and all these wonderful kids, and they start to break down his walls and really show him the true meaning of unconditional love and friendship. And then when the bad guys find them at the end of the movie, you know, the last third of the movie really is Home Alone and goes to camp, and, you know, these kids really get to beat up on these guys.
They get to be kids and everything. How much fun was that for you to work with Christopher Lloyd?
Oh, Christopher Lloyd's a legend. I grew up as a cinephile and just a huge movie buff. You know, Back to the Future was one of my favorite, you know, sets of movies. And so, you know, he is a consummate professional. He is great at his craft. He brought, you know, an energy to the set every day he was there. So I think I speak for most of the other actors when I say it was definitely a highlight.
He's kind of like a natural hoot, you know, and he just, it's so natural, his character and the way he plays that out. You have this sense, I mean, and I don't know him up close and personal, you were around him, but you have this sense that you have the film persona versus the real Christopher Lloyd, that they're, you know, that this multiple, you know, talented individual has that capacity to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Christopher Lloyd, you know, it was so funny. He would be one way as an actor, just the sweetest, funniest guy. You know, you want to go out there with him. You want to go out there talking to hear all the stories. And when they called action, you know, his character, you could probably relate, was ex-military and, you know, very harsh. And he would flip it in a light switch and, you know, he would turn that character on. It was really, really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, but talk about a learning opportunity for these kids to be around somebody like, you know, with this kind of talent, right?
Absolutely. You know, I will say our cast, Amanda Layton, Christopher Lloyd, Corbin Blue, who is a musical, it was fun to watch them on set actually take these younger actors under their wings and really teach them. And so that was another great aspect that really we just got to watch, and those younger actors, I think, got a lot of benefit being around the older ones who were willing to pour into them.
What was the biggest surprise for you in the production of this movie?
Oh, wow. You know, we always say making a movie is like a Rubik's Cube, and the more messed up, the better. So there's always, you know, there's always something that happens, whether it's flipping a schedule or, you know, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that happened to us is one of our actors, you know, we shot this during COVID, got COVID the night before, and we found out at 11 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So we literally had to recast him in a day. and find someone that was his same size. Josh Anacola is who we ended up getting for the role, who did a great job. But, you know, we were up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning trying to fix the Rubik's Cube.
Mm. So, and that show business, I mean, it's just making movies that you've got to be flexible and understand. But, of course, you know, here we are dealing with COVID, which had, its own trials that came along with it. But here you were able to, you know, manage around that, although disappointing for, you know, the star, you know, this young kid who's thinking, hey, you know, here's my movie. And then, you know, the carpet's pulled out from underneath him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He, but you know, Josh did a great job. You know, we took it, you know, as it came. And so, you know, we had a blast doing it.
Well, it just seems like the man, and you can tell that you had a lot of good chemistry on the set because that comes across in the movie. And, you know, oftentimes, and, you know, and disappointingly, I think at times, Jason, is that you see, okay, you know, the team, the people participating in the story just didn't quite connect. There wasn't that chemistry. But you have the sense here that you were able to bring, you know, this team together in such a way that, you know, they were having fun and they're very relatable.
And that's a great observation, Bill, and thank you for saying that. You know, I would love to take the credit with the other producers, but you know, I don't think that we can do that. You know, we had such a great director in Sean Olson, and Sean has done so many movies and worked with kids a lot. He had a great sensibility with the kids. You know, the kids gave it their all as well. And so, you know, I would love to take some credit, but I'm going to give it to, you know, the writers wrote great characters and so many funny stunts. You know, I always go back, like I keep saying, Home Alone and Ernest Goes to Camp.
Right.
This is going to be a movie that families are going to go to, and the moms and the dads are going to be able to sit there and have some nostalgia from all those summer camp moments. You know, they're going to recognize Corbin Blue from High School Musical.
And right.
The kids are absolutely going to laugh hysterically in the theater, you know, some of these things that the writers came up with. And so, yeah, I think it'll be a good one.
Well, that's the thing I love is that, you know, it's good to laugh again. And what you've produced here is a movie, as you say, you know, and I can't wait to see it again with a group of people because the natural reaction is going to be one that is just going to engage the movie even that much further because we know that, you know, laughter has been a little anemic these days in our culture. And we need to laugh. We need to laugh again, Jason. You know, I'm just saying.
But I can't agree with you more. You know, with everything that's going on and the news cycle and coming out of COVID, I agree with you. I think everyone needs a good laugh. You know, that's what the movies are there for. You know, what's great is, you know, if you look back over history, you know, even in depressions and economic downturns, the movies always were there because people love to go and feel good. And that's what this movie does, right? This movie, you know, allows a family to go and just have a good time.
Exactly. Amen. Well, it's Back to the Future and High School Musical stars are teaming up to star in Camp Hideout. It's a family-friendly film in theaters. Open nationwide on September the 15th, right?
Absolutely. Yes, September 15th. It's going to be in theaters nationwide. You know, if people want to check it out, they can go to camphideoutmovie.com. Just search Camp Hideout, and they should be able to find, you know, local screen times around them. Hopefully it's not sold out and they can get in there and get their tickets quick. But yes, September 15th, it hits the theaters nationwide.
Exactly. When you go to there, you can, you know, take a good look at the official Camp Hideout trailer and get ready for a fun family evening. As we say, the movie, again, will open up nationwide on September the 15th. We've been talking with the producer of the movie, Jason Brown. Jason, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time.
Bill, appreciate you guys being willing to do it. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you to your
You listeners. Take care. All the best to you. God bless. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Don. Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.